It is February 4th, year 2007. As I promised from last week, and I hope I get time, I'm trying to keep this first little news note short, and we're going to go on to read about the Romans 1 curse. But first I got to comment about a show that took place again on PBS last Monday, and it was called Anti-Semitism in the 21st Century. And this is really, it's another thing by the Jews to try to push their agenda and try to get people to stop talking about the evils that the Talmudic and Zionist Jews are doing. And to me, this show really proved, though, that the Jews are up against the rope, because in it, they were talking about, in particular, the anti-Semitism that they perceive, that they say the Arab countries have. And actually, these Arab countries are not all Arabs. Some of them are Syrians, are not real Arabs. Arabs are the descendants of Ishmael, but we're not going to get into that. They consider the Egyptians, Syrians, and all them Arabs, but the Egyptians aren't really Arabs. You know, but anyway, they call that whole block of third world country Muslims Arabs. But because they don't yet control a lot of these Arab countries have their own TV stations, which the Jews cannot control, and it's bugging them. Because they're now publishing the protocols of the Elders of Zion, which is the absolutely true plot of the conspiracies of the Jews to come to power, which was revealed in the late 19th century and through the 20th century. And all these plots that the Jews speak about in the protocols, have almost all of them already have come to pass. We're now just waiting for the Antichrist to come to power. But this is nothing new. If you go back into the history of the Jews' attacks against the church, you will find the same types of plots in the Talmud and also other Jewish sources that are identical to the protocol. So it's nothing new. But the Jews are always trying to discredit this because they don't want the world to know about their conspiracies. They want to stay in the background and use the Gentile Freemasons to do their dirty work, and they want to be the ones who are secret and hidden from all of this. So they've always tried to discredit these protocols of Zion right from the beginning. But right when they came out, even very prominent people who aren't Catholics, like Winston Churchill and Henry Ford and other people of prominent exposed the protocols and said these things are true, that the Jews are carrying out these plans. And we don't have just the protocols. We have other pieces of evidence from Jewish newspapers and writings from the 19th and 20th century that are identical to what the protocols say. But my point is in this, the Jews just like to come out and tell you, and they bring up a few of their scholars, and because they control the TV and they control the public media, they're the ones that dominate. And they put forward a few people who have PhDs, and they say it's a fraud. We've discredited it long ago. And most of your simple people just believe it, because they're not given the other point of view, and they're stupid anyway for believing what they're told on TV, because these people are, first of all, they're deserving what they get. Our Lord said that anybody who's not serving the true God, who's not a Catholic, is going to tend to lie somewhere along the line in his life, because he's not a true Catholic, he's not Catholic. You know, even Protestants are lying about their own false religions. But these people, and because the Jews control the press, and because God gave them the power to bring the Antichrist to power, they've been dominating. And as I say, early on, let's say going, their plans really started to kick into high gear when they instituted and gathered together all the Freemasonic organizations in a powerful group, which they then used to go out and pervert and corrupt the world. They used the Gentile Freemasonic lodges to corrupt the world, and they're the power behind the Freemasons. They're the ones that give them the barking orders. So the Jewish plots and conspiracies have been succeeding. And in the beginning, they didn't totally succeed, but they were always going maybe two steps forward, one step backward. Maybe in the beginning, then they started to go three steps forward and one step backward. Then four steps forward and one backward. So at the end of World War II, we're now talking about the Jews are going to become almost 100% successful in everything they do. They had the creation of the State of Israel, the creation of the United Nations. The United States dropped the nuclear bomb that led to all this on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, which is Apocalypse 13:13. The United States, who's referred to as a beast, brings fire down from heaven and puts the whole world in awe of them. And that beast brings to power the first beast, which is Israel, which brings to power the Antichrist. So my point is, and then you had also the Judeo-Masonic organizations already totally infiltrated into the hierarchy and structures of the Catholic Church, and we're not going to discuss that too much right now, but we're going to say that all the Jewish plots and conspiracies to bring their Antichrist to power, which our Lord said they will bring him to power, and I think it's John 8:43, says, I come in the name of the Father, and you receive me not. If another come in his own name, him you will receive. I think it's John 5:43. So Jesus specifically says they're bringing the main Antichrist to power. Even though everybody else serves there's been minor Antichrist. The Jews are at the top of this evil, the Talmudic and Zionist Jews, and then you have the Freemasons helping them, you have Protestants, Muslims, and all the other non-Catholics who are involved in this conspiracy. But the Jews are the main ones. And my point in this sermon here is that from the World War II forward, they've been having, it's almost like a guy who's a heavyweight boxer and he's undefeated. He's been knocking people out for 100 times. And he hasn't lost the battle. Well, that's what's happening. The Jews have been totally successful, and they know it. The majority of Catholics at that time were so rotten and so bad. Most of them weren't even Catholic. They were just nominal Catholics. That's why God said, I will now let you come in and put the operation of error down on my people and punish them. And this is what God always does to the chosen people when they go bad. We read about that in Ezekiel 39:23-24. It says, all the nations shall know that the house of Israel were made captives because of their iniquity, because they have forsaken me. So, and I hid my face from them and delivered them into the hands of their enemies, and they fell by the sword. And I dealt with them according to their wickedness and their uncleanness, and I hid my face from them. So God says that. He says in Deuteronomy 11:26-28, it really goes back to this, where Moses said, a blessing if you shall obey the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I show you this day, and a curse if you obey not the commandments, but depart from the way which I now show you. A curse. So that's, God always does that. And when most of his people become bad, he delivers them into the hand of the devil, and then they have free reign. So the Jews, they're not no great prophets, nothing to brag about. This is, they've been promised to have this power. The Antichrist has been promised to have this power. And he was given this power precisely because of nominal Catholics and bad Catholics were the mass majorities of people. And so God allowed this to take place. And he didn't do it because there were a lot of good Catholics. I would be surprised if you had even 1% good Catholics in the world. I'd say the majority of them weren't even Catholic. They were nominal Catholics, only Catholic in name only. So now the Jews, since the end of World War II, which they needed to form the United Nations and to get the State of Israel, because they won that war. And as I always say, the Allied powers were the greatest of all evils in that war, not the Axis powers, not even close. But I'm not here to talk about that right now. The Axis powers would have succeeded in convincing the world when Hitler tried to convince the world about the Jewish plots. Now, I'm not saying everything Hitler did was good, but what he did was wrong, and that's enough to send him to hell. Unless he repented of that before he died, he would have went to hell. But he warned the world about what was going on. So since the end of World War II, and I always say this to people, if you want to have a quick thing to say against Jews, and they always bring up Hitler and then big bad Nazis and the Holocaust, you know, and how evil they were. And I go, so I say, wait a second, let me figure something out here for one second. That happened back in 1944-45. They lost the war. Am I correct? There's no Nazis in power today. They have no power. And they even use these stupid skinheads who are racist. And Hitler wasn't a real racist in the way these skinheads are. I don't want to get into that. But they bring up these few goofy people that are these skinheads that are really morons, really. They have a moronic brains, a lot of them, you know? And they are racist. But that's not, they're not in power. My main point is, the Nazis lost that war. The world has now become the most corrupted that it's ever been since the beginning of the fall of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Anybody with good will admit that, about the pornography, the adultery, the homosexuality, the feminism, the lying and cheating of the politicians, the materialism, the greed. You see this throughout the whole world. So I go, wait a second, if Hitler was this big bad monster, who's messing the world up since the end of World War II? Who's in power? Who are the powers to be since the end of World War II? Now they're unopposed, but you're talking about the Judeo-Masonic powers were the ones that control the world today, and they controlled it at the end of World War II without any opposition. They're the ones that are bringing the evil into the world. They're the ones that are bringing all the gross immorality and all the sins that St. Paul speaks about you're going to see in these final days. Not Hitler. Not the Nazis. They don't exist. They were defeated in 1944. It's the Jewish playing a little Jew, the apostate Jew playing a trick to you. He's making you look back 50 years and he's trying to pin all the blame on the Nazis. And guess what? Everything they say about the Nazis does not apply to the Nazis. It applies to them. They're the ones that are the evildoers. They're the ones that are the main evildoers, the big liars that have passed, that have corrupted the world since the end of World War II. So that's what I say to them. I say, look, let's, no matter what you think about Hitler and Nazis, let's put our focus on today. Who's in power today? Who is messing the world up today? Who is corrupting the world to such a point that Jesus says the Antichrist hasn't come to power? It ain't the Nazis. So stop looking back 50 years. Let's start keeping our eyes on the focus. Who controls the world? The Judeo-Masonic powers. They even proved it on Monday night when they were real angry because they almost control the whole world, but they don't control the Arab press. And they're angry. They're furious because the Arab press is opposing their plans and saying stuff they don't like. And they go, do you believe that they have the TV sets and this is going out to millions of people? I say, do you believe that the Jews and Masons have control of the TV sets since TV's been invented and they're corrupting the world? So someone comes along and calls their card and says, I'm not going to go along with your Judeo-Masonic brainwashing, and I'm going to present a different view. And the Jews are furious with that, because someone is opposing their world domination of the press. And the things that they brought out on that Monday night anti-Semitism were actually all true things. It was really a good show when you look, if you looked at it, because mostly what it dealt about was trying to show you that the Protocols of Zion are now very popular. A lot of people are reading it. And they're even quoting from it. So if anybody knew nothing about the Protocols, well, after that show Monday night, you're going to go and say, hey, I'm going to read them Protocols, man. I'll check it out. Now, for the Jews to do that, my point is, they're in trouble. They're up against the ropes. The Jews' main thing is don't talk about it, because if you talk about it, the world's going to know about it, and they're going to start to read it. Let's keep it a secret. The whole thing is don't give it any publicity. And the reason they had to give it publicity tells me that they're in trouble. They're up on the ropes. My point is, they're like that heavyweight boxer from the end of World War II who's got 100 knockouts, 100 fights, 100 knockouts. No losses. They're now, their first knockout, I don't say they're knocked out, because they're not going to be knocked out, but I say the first battle they lost, you can say it went 15 rounds and they lost the decision, or you could call it a knockout if you want, was Mel Gibson's movie The Passion. That knocked them off their heels. That was very big. It was tremendously big in starting this movement of people looking at Jews as not this idolized race that you're all good just because you're Jews. Every Jew, because he's a racial Jew, is good. That's nonsense. That's racism. They began to look at Jews and say, you know, all you Jews aren't good. Let's stop fooling around here. There's evil Jews, just like there's evil Italians, just like there's evil Germans, just like there's evil Irishmen. And if you tell me there's no evil Jews, then you're anti-Gentile. You're a racist. You're putting your race up on the pedestal. That's what the Jews are really doing. And when they say anti-Semitism, we're not talking about a real anti-Semitic that hates Jews because of their race. They mean if you say any Jew's evil for any reason. Okay? Because really what their anti-Semitism really means is anti-Talmudic Judaism, anti-Zionism. That's really what they mean. It's not racism. It has nothing at all to do with race. Jesus, who was a Jew himself, said to the unbelieving Jews in John 8:35, he says, your father is the devil, John 8:45 or 48, it's in that area, he says, your father is the devil and the father of the lies. He called those Jews sons of the devil. It's throughout the whole scriptures. And he called them that, not because they were racially Jews, because Jesus was a Jew, but because of their evil beliefs, because of their evil ways, because they did not possess the true Judaism faith at that time, because if they did, they would have believed in Jesus Christ. That's why they're evil, because of their belief in a false God and a false religion that denies the true God and the true religion. And they're also, and you also have Jews that, let's say, are out there fornicating. Let's say you had a Catholic Jew, for the sake of the argument, there have been Catholic Jews. And he commits fornication and adultery. He's evil too. He's Catholic. He's a Jew, racially. His faith is Catholic. But he's in mortal sin for committing adultery. He's evil. Catholics are evil who are in mortal sin. So the whole idea is this anti-Semitism is a shroud to take you away from criticizing Jews, any Jew, for anything. So that they can get away with murder and do whatever they want. And the show proves it because in the beginning, their big thing was, we're not angry about the Arabs being angry because we took their land. We understand there's a natural conflict that's going to take place because of that. But what we really don't like is when they're taking up the type of anti-Semitism the Catholic Church has always had. They're now calling us devils, sons of the devils. You know, well, that's what Jesus said. Jesus called you devils. Jesus says Satan is your father. Now, either he said it or he didn't say it. Now, and Jesus said, really, anybody who doesn't serve, isn't Catholic, is serving the devil. Not just Jews. But Jews are doubly cursed because they were the race that was supposed to make Christ manifest because Christ is Jewish and they didn't do it. So he says now the blood guilt is going to come on you in a special way. So the Jews are guilty of the blood of Christ in a special and unique way, and they are sons of Satan, devils. You don't like it? Tough. That's your problem. Our religion tells us you guys are evil because you worship a false God and practice a false religion. We don't hate you. We do love you as a person. We don't hate your race. We love the Jewish race because we love Christ. We don't hate any race. But we abhor you if you're really evil, but we don't hate you. But we hate your false God. We hate your false religion. So if the Jews were honest when they have these shows, they should come up and say, we're talking about anti-Talmudism. Fine. Yes, that's what we are. We are anti-Talmudic Judaism. We are anti-Zionism. Because your Talmudic Judaism is a total repudiation of Christ. It contains blasphemies against the Holy Trinity, against Jesus Christ, against our Blessed Mother, Immaculate Mary. That's what we are. As Catholics, we're to hate the sin and love the sinner, and we do. But we certainly do hate the sin. And we hate your false God, your Talmudic God, and we hate your false religion. If you're going to accuse us of something, be accurate. Accuse us of anti-Talmudism and anti-Zionism. And anti-Zionism, that means we know you have no right to the state of Israel, because Jesus Christ said that you shall not possess the land of Israel and rebuild your temple, or you shall not have that until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, until you become Catholic. You're not allowed to have it, is what Jesus really said. He says, it's illegal. I don't want you to have it. But also Jesus said, there's going to be a time when an abomination of desolation is in a place where it doesn't belong. Because Jesus told them, you no longer belong in Israel, you no longer belong in your temple, I'm going to destroy it in 70 AD, and you're not allowed, it's not legal, in my eyes, says God, for you to go and occupy that until you become Catholic, and you become faithful, you become Catholic, and then you can reoccupy, and then you can go into Israel. So now, 1947, the reoccupation of Israel by these apostate Jews and Talmudic Jews is an abomination to God. And Jesus also said, when that happens, you're living in a time when you see an abomination of desolation in a place where it does not belong. So the point is, they got to this point because their plots have been succeeding, as prophesied. Their plots have been succeeding because of nominal and bad Catholics are in the vast majority of these people that call themselves Catholic, to the point where we are today, that almost everybody in the world, everybody that I know of, is a nominal Catholic except for us few and Mary's Little Lemon. I don't know of any other Catholics in the world, period. And that's what prophesized to happen also. But we are going to get converts too. Now my point on this whole thing is about Jesus telling us that these people are sons of the devil. He said that your father was a liar and is a liar from the beginning. And he says that you're going to go down into the pits of hell and you're going to burn. Through several scriptures he says this. He says, how can you flee from the judgment of hell, you scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites? And he says this throughout the scriptures. Okay, so I'm just showing you this little ploy the Jews use. When they use the word Jew, if you're speaking to a Jew, you mean your race or your religion. Let's get that straight first. It's real easy to. If you want to confront a Jew, I'm trying to give people ammo. It's real quick. You go to the Jew and say, now when you use the word Jew, are you talking about your religion or your race? Well, I'm talking about my race. Well, fine, I don't hate anybody's race. I don't hate the Jewish race, never did. And I even love you as a person, even though you're an apostate, as a person. Are you talking about the Jewish religion, though? If he says, yes, I hate that. What do you mean you hate that? Because it's common to Judaism. Why? Because it's a false religion. As a Catholic, it is my obligation, under the first commandment of God, that I hate all false gods and all false religions. And there's only one true God, it's the Catholic God, who's the most holy Trinity, and there's only one true church, and it's a Catholic church. And there's only one true religion, and it's a Catholic religion. And all the other religions are false, and all the other gods are false, and I hate every one of them. That's my job, it's my duty. If I don't do that, I go to hell. Even the Jews know about the first commandment, even though they're not keeping it. I am the Lord thy God, thou shalt not have strange gods before thee. See that I alone am God. And there's none other besides me. For I kill and make to live, I strike and I heal. And there's none that can deliver out of my hand. And that's Deuteronomy 32:39, I think, or 35. So, either there's, and this is our God. So, it is our duty to denounce and condemn as evil Talmudic Judaism and their false God, but to love the Jew as a person, because God wants to save us. So, I do love the Jews. I want them to be saved. I was evil myself at one time, so I'd be condemning myself if I didn't say that I want them to be saved. And I don't hate them because of their race. Not at all. So I hate myself because I'm Jewish. This is the stupidest thing in the world. This anti-Semitism is a delusion. And what the Jew does is, when he gets a person like me or any of us that really, or even David Duke when he's attacking the Jews because of the Holocaust then, he said, I didn't say I hate the Jewish race, but I hate what they're doing, and I don't like their lies, and I abhor them. I don't like what they're doing. But then what they'll do is go out, and because at one time he was a racist, and I do believe he converted from it, you have to take the man's word for it. He says, I'm no longer a Ku Klux Klaner. What they will do is they'll go out and get a real racist who really hates Jews, who listens to this hard rock, skinhead, crazy person, and make you believe that that's what we're all like when we talk against the Jews. And the Jews use that to try to brand us and character assassinate us. But it doesn't work if we speak the truth. They can't do that. So I tell you, when you go up to the Jew, the main thing you've got to say to that Jew is, first of all, if he's talking about Jew, and they always use the word Jew, let's make sure if we're talking about race or religion. But there's another really quick thing you can say to the Jew to just put him right off his heels. And when we're getting into this conversation about anti-Semitism, you go to the Jew. Let's pretend I'm talking to Abraham Fossman right now. Hey, Abe, come over here. Has there ever been any evil Jews in the whole, since the creation of the Jewish race, from Jacob, his 12 sons, and onward? Has there ever been any evil Jews? I just want to know. You know, are all Jews good? Well, of course not, Richard. There's been some evil Jews. You're an anti-Semite, Abe. Why you call me an anti-Semite? Because you said a Jew is evil. Well, that doesn't make me an anti-Semite. Why not? According to your definition, that makes an anti-Semite. Why? Well, because when I say Jews are evil, I'm an anti-Semite, and when you admitted that there were evil Jews, Moses killed 23,000 at the foot of Mount Sinai, weren't they evil Jews? How come you can say they're evil Jews and I can't? How come when I say it, I'm an anti-Semite? You know why? Because I'm condemning you as an evil Jew because of your Talmudic Judaism. That's why. It's about Talmudic Judaism, your false religion. It's not about your race. So if the Jew ever tries to tell you, if Abraham Foxman said, there's never been any evil Jews, all the Jews are good. Ah, what an abomination you are. We expose them to the whole world. That's racism, pal. That is racism to the highest degree. And then we go down the litany of all the evil Jews. Even Joseph's 10 brothers threw him in a pit and sold him into the... They repented, yes, but they look at the origin of the Jewish race. Yeah. God just keeps showing us that, and I say this all the time, most of God's chosen people are rotten to the core. There's only a small percentage of God's chosen people that are good. Just look at the history of the Jewish race in the Old Testament. I go into the litany of things on that. And you guess what? As soon as if Abraham Foxman says there's no evil Jews, but he calls me evil, I say I'm a Jew, so now you admit there is an evil Jew, you know what I mean? I get thrown back in his face. Hey, you're an anti-Semite! I'm a Jew and you called me evil. Oh! Why is he calling me evil though? Because his religion does call me evil. Really, just to be honest, because I'm a Catholic.
Yeah.
He believes I'm evil. He believes I'm the son of the devil because he believes Jesus ultimately is a false prophet, a magician, a liar, and a deceiver. So let's get the cards on the table and get this thing away from the racial issue and get into the fact of what the real argument is about what is evil, according to my religion and according to your religion. And let's not pretend that we're all the same. That's hogwash. That's hogwash. Jesus Christ is God, and you don't believe that, so therefore you don't worship God. End of discussion. Jesus said that so many times in the scripture. He says, you don't have, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. If you don't believe in the Son, you don't have the Father. Who is a liar? That he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ. This is the Antichrist, who denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same does not have the Father. 1 John 2:22. Well, so let's stop this nonsense and get what the real meaning of anti-Semitism is by these Jews. They really mean anti-Talmudic Judaism and anti-Zionism. That's really what they mean. But getting back to this movie that we saw on Monday night, the Jews don't want you to believe in the protocols because it's true. And folks, you're going to learn these guys are the biggest liars that ever existed from the beginning of time. They tell the biggest lies. And I always say their first lie is when they deny Jesus Christ was the Messiah. Then they deny he was God. Then they deny he rose from the dead. And then they paid the guards off at tomb to lie about it. And from then on in, guess what? These guys have been lying for 2,000 years in attacking our holy church, our mother, the church. And that's what they've been doing. And they're trying to say everybody else is a liar, and the Catholic Church is a liar, and they're trying to put a black mark on the Catholic Church. And the big attack against the saints, the holy saints, the good popes, the Catholic Church, the infallible teachings was, do you believe they're calling us sons of the devil? And now we're, yes, that's right, you are. It's according to our religions. That's our religion. You don't like it, tough. I'd rather have them be honest and come out and tell me what you teach about us in the Talmud, wise guy. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Let's stop with this false ecumenism, this illusion. But the point on that movie was, and I said this to Brother Will, when we looked at, I go back to Mel Gibson, was the first time that they got into this heavyweight bout, and they got, I'll say a knockout even. They got knocked out. They had a loss. After 100 victories since World War II, they got knocked on their behinds with the Mel Gibson movie, and it went all over the place. It showed to the world the truth of the Gospels, and that Jews did kill Christ, evil Jews. And it showed to the world that there are evil Jews, that not all Jews are good. Like the racist and heretical and apostate Second Vatican Council teaches in Nostra Aetate, paragraph 4, when it says all the Jews should not be looked upon in this world as being evil, as is under a curse, as is supposed to be. All the Jews are good. That's racism. So anyway, nothing's all knocks them on their behind. The whole world gets to see there are evil Jews. Wait a second, let's back up here. Let's stop idolizing this Jewish race. And I said the second thing that came along was called the Protocols of the Elders of Zion by Mark
Levine.
Here's another Jew, we got to pray especially for him. I do pray for him. He's not a total liberal, but he's kind of a lefty peacenik Jew. He's in a peace movement. He wants to have peace in utopia. He doesn't really believe in anything, and his father was an atheist, and he wants to have this utopia. And he's, you know what I mean, he's one of these lefties. But he came out and was amazed at what's going on with a lot of this, what they call anti-Semitism and attacking the Jews. And he knew that a lot of it came from the Protocols of Elders of Zion, and so he wanted to do a movie about it. And it wasn't a mainstream movie. What do they call it?
An independent film.
It was an independent film, but it was still enough in the mainstream that it made it to the theaters. That was the second knockout blow. And why I say that was, he put enough in that movie to get you to go get the Protocols of Zion. If you never knew about it, well, here, folks, you're going to know about it. And even one of the Kabbalistic warlock Jews, I forget the guy's name. He was one of those Orthodox Jews who's into the Kabbalah. And that's, they're warlocks. Kabbalistic Jews are, and Talmud Jews really are warlocks. That's, a warlock is a male witch. That's what they are. If you look at what they do when you read their books, it's nothing different than a book of witchcraft. That's all they do. They're witches. And this is what J.P. 2 calls a holy book. It's Talmud of Judaism. It's a book of witchcraft and the Kabbalah. Anyway, this Kabbalistic Jews, this Mark Levine, you feel sorry for him. You really want to pray for this guy. Say, hey, Mark, I want to straighten your head out and show you what's going on here. Because he's trying to get to the bottom and make all sides happy, you know? And it's not working. And his utopia, his bubble's getting burst to the point where he even said, it's getting to the point where you got to get on. It's a gang war, and you got to get on the right side. You know, it's a battle. But that Jew came up to him, and he said to him, he's telling him, I'm going to put out this movie about the Protocols of the Elders of Zion. I'm going to publicize it, and I'm going to talk about how it's a fraud during it, though. But I'm also going to talk about how popular it is in New York City. And by the way, all the street kids, where I grew up in, like in Newark, which is like the Bronx, I always say that these street kids are smarter than these overeducated devils that are in these universities. They're the biggest idiots that ever walked. These street kids know what's going on more than them. Yeah. And I won't get into reasons why that is, but there's a lot, because when you're living in the streets like that, there's a lot of fighting that takes place, and people really, even though they have their sins, if they don't compare to these pseudo-intellectuals that I've been seeing in the traditional Catholic, so-called Catholic movement, these guys are the worst liars and cheaters and stealers I've ever seen. The street kids look like saints compared to them. That's how evil these other people are. But anyway, they were alarmed at the fact that the Protocols is being very popular in New York City and all these big cities. And he's going around interviewing, and he's quoting while he's exposing it. And well, getting back to that one Jewish guy, though, that he was talking to, the warlock Jew, he goes to Mark Levine, don't do it! Don't put this movie out! If you do it, trouble is going to come upon us. Well, he's right. What that Jew was saying, don't give it publicity. Because if you do, they're going to find out we're behind this, and they're going to turn on us, and they're going to tear us to pieces. And then you look in that movie, Mark Levine even went in. In that movie, Mark Levin, he tried to get a hold of Hollywood Jewish producers, because he knows, even there, he does say they control Hollywood. He tells you, we control the finances, we control Hollywood, I know that. He says, but let me, and you know what even Mark Levin said? He said, if this Protocols of Zion book is true, it is the biggest racist book I've ever read. Mark Levin said that. He said, this is the biggest Superman, super race. Hitler didn't even believe like they did. He didn't hate other races. He just thought his was better. And he said, it would be nice for you to raise yourself up to our standards, but he didn't hate them. And he didn't say they were soulless beasts. Talmud of Judaism does. It looks at Gentiles like just gorillas or apes or horses. That's all they look at you. Hitler was not close. Near to what Talmud of Judaism is. And Mark Levin even came to say that if this book is true, this is the biggest Superman, super racist book I've ever read, if it is true. And you get the impression through the whole thing, he's saying, hey, you know, it could be true. What's going on here? He's not afraid to go anywhere to interview these people. He interviewed one of those Christian identity people up in West Virginia, and he had a good interview with him. He went into the Palestinians and he interviewed with them.
Yeah.
Getting back to the point with he tried to get, and he, by the way, he's getting an interview with all these other people, but guess who he cannot get an interview with? His own buddies, because he's a Hollywood director. He can't, and he lives in New Jersey, I think Maplewood, or I don't know if he lives there, but his father lived there. But he tried to get a hold of the Hollywood Jews on the phone.
Rob Reiner.
There's three of them.
Yeah, no.
He tried to call up three different Jews, and everyone he got a whole bunch of Jews. Well, you better call him up and let him ask you to see what he'll do. You call him up, and he says, "Hey, I'm going around in circles here. Why are you guys afraid to talk about this?
Yeah.
Why are you guys afraid to come on my film and talk about your control of Hollywood and the protocols and what you think about it. I'm just trying to put down these anti-Semites and get to the bottom of what's behind the protocols, and I'm giving you guys a chance, and they wouldn't do it.
Well, that was like the night before the Passion was starting out, and that's why he wanted to get these directors
The Passion.
Yeah, exactly.
To set off what's going to happen with the Passion. And so
they
were afraid. Yeah.
The Passion was.
Well, for the Jews, right.
Exactly.
So anyway, to make a long story short on that one, it'll be worth. You have to edit a few scenes out of their immodesty, maybe a few curse words. Some of the street kids have some curse words. So if you get it, we edit these things. So what we do, we can give you an edited film of it, but we buy the original. We don't violate copyright laws here. So if we ever give anybody an edited movie, know that we buy it, and we have a whole bunch of movies laying here that are uncensored, but we buy them and censor them. But in that movie, that was, I call, the second knockout blow against the Jew. Because it gave people, they started looking, your average person was in the movie theaters, independent film, but nevertheless it was in major movie theaters. It got people to go out and say, when you're done looking at that movie, you're going to say, hey, I got to read these protocols and find out what it's all about. Well, Monday night was a big one. Because now, the Jews to come out with what they did on major network TV, this is PBS, major network news, it might have been Frontline, I don't know if it was Frontline, but it was anti-Semitism in the 21st century. For them to come out with this on the public broadcasting station, they're in trouble. Because they never want to give publicity to this unless they have to. That means, even I'll talk about Jimmy Carter writing his book against the Jews in Israel, against the Baker Commission who's attacking the Jews in Israel, who's saying, unless you modify your position with the Palestinians and stop behaving like a bunch of dictators, not real dictators, tyrants, real tyrants, we got a problem in the Middle East. So then they went all over Jimmy Carter. They attacked him. Why? Because he said we got evil Zionists that are behaving tyrannical and doing some real evil things over here in the Middle East. And the Baker Commission said the same thing. So now, this is all beginning to happen, you see. I'm fed up with this.
Yeah.
We've been pandering to the Jews for a long time with blindfolds over our eyes. We're never going to solve this problem unless we can't just keep saying every Jew is good. Everything the Jew does is good. Everything Israel does is good. It's good. It's good. It's good. You know, so you got these people are now criticizing Zionism and Israel. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, too, like, the internet has been a big thing. Like, Jew Watch when they...
The internet, of course, is always big, yeah. But I'm talking about major events.
Yeah.
Because that's on the internet. You have to have internet. Jew Watch is big, too, yes. And websites that are popular because people go to them. But when that's all chipping. Those are little chips. Those are like little chips. But I'm talking about the big knockout punches, which is the... Because it caused Levine to do it. You're right. Jew Watch and people like us, even. Us people that are always exposing this are getting numerous, and they're getting nervous, they're getting worried. Carter's coming out criticizing Israel, their policy in the Middle East. The Baker Commission criticizes their policy. The Jews are now very nervous. That's why they put that movie on Monday night. And when I looked at it, I said, you guys are in a lose-lose situation now. You got knocked on your behinds. And you're even knocking yourself even else worse by putting that movie on, because that whole movie was trying to discredit the protocols by saying a few platitudes by some professors that, well, we proved this to be a fraud. It was posted in the New York Times, the London paper. Look, protocols are fraud. Okay, fine. Joe the devil lying Jew tells me it's a lie, so I'm going to believe him. No. In spite of the fact that prominent men who have testified to the veracity of it, in spite of the fact that the Talmud teaches it, in spite of the fact that we have a multitude of other Jewish sources that teach the same thing that's in the protocols, going back to the 15th, 16th, 14th, and 13th century, this is nothing new. But by the time, and then after they go on talking, they're showing you about the Arabs who are out there producing these shows, exposing the protocols designed on the Talmudic and Zionist Jews. And they're showing you so much in that movie, at the same time they're trying to make it, maybe they're trying to, they think they're making it look stupid, but really, your average person is going to look at that and say, I want to read the protocols. I want to see what it says. I want to see if this is true. So my point is, and I know we said this, we're going to have this open window, which God is going to allow us to convert some good-willed people in the world. I think most of them are not even going to be nominal Catholics. It's going to be Muslims we're going to convert. We're going to convert some of those Orthodox Jews. We're going to convert some Protestants. We're going to convert maybe Buddhists, Hindus. Who knows? Very few nominal Catholics are going to convert. God's going to cut most of them by the wayside. But we're going to get them too, a few of them. But God has to open up this window. And our prayer in Mary's Little Remnant was, please, God, lift the Amos curse somewhat. Have mercy on some of the people out in the world who thou knowest are thine by faith and goodwill, and open up the hearts and allow them to get the truth. And unless you allow this Jewish octopus, this stranglehold on the world, to be broken a little bit, which you allowed, We're not even going to get one convert or two converts. We're not going to have a big enough remnant to accept conversions. And you promised our Lord God that you will have conversions. In Romans chapter 11, Paul says Jews will convert. And if you don't open up that door just a little bit to discredit these bastards who've been having successes undefeated for so many years, we have no hope of converting them. God has answered our prayer. He's doing that. It's scriptures that he's going to do that anyway. It's from the Bible that we are going to have this. Now people may ask, how far is, now the Jews are up against the ropes, they are. It's going to open up goodwill to peoples to convert eventually, the few that God knows to come into the true church. Not a lot, but a few, but that's still going to be a lot. I always say that. Even 1% of the world is a lot of people. But the Jews, this is what causes Antichrist to come to physical power. When he gets to the point where he realizes that a great number of people, and it only has to, you'll notice if you look at any of these elections, whenever an opposition party that threatens a Jew, like these nationalist or populist parties that say a lot of truth, even though they're heretics or they're not Catholics, but they do say a lot of truth and are exposing a lot, whenever that party gets to be in France or Germany, about 10%, they're already nervous. 5% even, but 10, real nervous. When it gets to 15%, they panic. The Jews panic, because that's a great enough block to threaten them. They panic. But my point, Antichrist knows at what point he's going to then have to come to physical power. He's going to let this opposition take place as long as he could without threatening his total domination and his plans. But when it gets to that point where he realizes this is getting out of hand, and guess what? The Jew knows about it because he spoke about it in the protocols. He says a time's going to come when the Freemasonic Gentiles aren't going to listen to us anymore. They're going to rebel against us. They're going to buck against us. And when they buck against us, we're going to be ready to come to power in one day, world domination. It's in the scriptures, Apocalypse 17, 12 to 14. It says the Antichrist comes to power in 1 hour. And all the kings of the earth are of one design with the Antichrist. He comes to power with a lightning strike and then dominates the world physically and with a physical war, because then he needs to do that to stop this conversion of people coming into the Catholic Church and waking up to the truth, which when it gets to that certain percentage, it's going to threaten his plot to bring Antichrist to power, and Antichrist goes, it's time to strike now. The Jews already have all the plans ready to strike. They can do it tomorrow if they want. They speak about undermining all the major cities in the U.S. with nuclear bombs smuggled in from Israel. Undermining all the cities. Send them off anytime you want. You don't even have to send a missile from a submarine. And the Jews right now, by the way, is the only nation in the nuclear pact groups that doesn't have to be inspected by the UN. There's a lot of things you've got to look up. These guys are not subject to any rule or control by the UN. And the Jews are going to use the Chinese and the Russians, in particular the Chinese, you see it happening, to come in and destroy the Babylonian harlots. And then I think we're even going to get the conversion of some Chinese when they come here and God shows miracles. So I won't get into that now. But I will say that God has opened up this door for us, and we know it's in Scripture that it has to open. But we're the ones that need to pray and make reparation. We've been doing this now for I don't know how many years, and God now has given us this little door. Monday night is proof of it. The Jews don't put a movie on like that unless they're in trouble. And they're panicking. And they're trying to turn the tide back around. All over the place, they've been doing this anyway. They keep bombarding you with Holocaust and anti-Semite stories. But they never spoke about the protocols till now, publicly, in the way they have on public TV. That means they're up against the ropes. They're still going to come to power. They're still going to reign through it. And they know it. And they say, but when this movement becomes to the percentage where it endangers our plans to bring world domination, to bring the Antichrist to power, we will then come to physical power and shut everything down. Already in Italy, they made it illegal under pain of jail term to even doubt the Holocaust. Spain did it for the first time in 1999. Now even Spain, you can't do it. So they said, we're going to lock down Europe, and we're going to have one place in the world left so the Freemasons and the liberals, not just the liberals, but even us people, they don't like us, they shut us down right away. But they want to give these people who they promised democracy this idea of freedom. So it is the liberals, these Freemasons. That's, the Freemasons are liberal. To give this illusion that they still have democracy and freedom of speech. That's the United States. And they go, when they become a problem to us, because eventually they will, which we see happening, when they begin to wake up and start to say, hey, we ain't going to listen to you no more. Hey, we got problems. Some of you Jews are evil. And some of the people start to convert. It's an instant that Antichrist comes to physical world domination. They say within 1 hour. And I believe it's within one day or no more than 1 week. I say even one day. He can plot nuclear strikes by missiles and undermine bombs in cities and have it all go off on one day, send his troops in supporting the Chinese or whoever he wants, North Koreans. We don't know who that's going to be yet. And he's going to dominate the world in one day. But he's not going to be able to dominate Mary's little remnant. We're going to be the only ones then at that time, but a few other goodwill people may go hiding out in pockets are going to have to come to us if they want to be protected. They're going to have to come to us if they want to have that ultimate protection. Because God promises that we're alive during this time resisting Him. It's in the book of Apocalypse chapter 11. We resist the Antichrist to His face. He can't touch us. I'm not saying He can't touch all of us. He's going to kill a lot of us and we're going to be martyrs. But also, I'm talking about Mary's running as a whole. We're always going to have our land. We're going to have our group and we're going to have an existence. God's Catholic Church resisting the Antichrist. But what happened Monday night here is a great blessing because even the Jews meant it to try to discredit the protocols. It's a lose-lose situation to them. Because when you got done watching that, you're going to say, wow, I've got to get a hold of that protocol to look at it. And the big thing that amazed me is, do you believe that Jesus control these TV stations and they're broadcasting? I said, do you believe that you Jews and Masons have controlled TV sets from the beginning TV was invented and broadcast your crap out to people throughout the world, and now somebody's coming along who challenges your domination and you're the very people who talk about freedom of the press? Where does it apply to the average press? I always say as Catholics, we don't support freedom of press. We don't. That's not my point. I don't want freedom of press. If I'm a Catholic, I'm only going to put Catholic things and I'm going to shut down the Muslims in the town. What a Jewish point of view. I am. But the point is, let's be honest, it's a battle. This democracy thing is illusion. It's false. You got your agenda. I got my agenda. The Catholics have their agenda. The Talmud of Jews have their agenda. The Muslims have their agenda. And the twain shall never meet. It is a battle. If I'm in power and control of Catholic state, guess what? You ain't going to hear nothing anti-Catholic in the public dominion. If you're a Muslim and you're a Talmud Jew living in the Catholic state, you better keep your mouth shut and keep your practices home alone in your own house. But you don't get no TV sets, you don't get no newspapers, you don't get to go out in the streets and talk about your false religion. Let's be honest about it. And the Muslim one who's honest would say the same thing, that he's only going to want to have Islam where he lives if he's a convicted Muslim and honest about his false religion. Even the Talmud of Jew would say that. Alright, so let's be honest. Let's stop pretending that the point of this is the United States is coming around the Judeo-Masons are talking about freedom of press, we're all free to say what you want. I'm just trying to tell you, that's hypocrisy, it's a lie. It doesn't really exist anyway, because the people in power are the ones that control the press, and they're the ones that have their agenda. There is no such thing really as freedom of press, is what I'm telling you people out there. And they're going against their own heretical, because we don't believe in freedom of speech, but their own heretical, their own doctrine of freedom of speech, they're hypocrites there, you can see it. They're excited because the Arabs got a couple TV stations on, and they're talking about the protocols of Zion and how evil the Jews are and bringing control of the banks and the Rothschilds and everything. So what? But you guys can come on TV and blaspheme the Catholic Church and talk about how evil all the holy popes and saints were and desecrate our Holy Mother of the Church? You can do that? And we can't talk about you? There's not an agenda? You take a look, there is an agenda. Your agenda is to attack my Catholic religion and blaspheme it. My agenda is to attack your false Talmud of Judaism. And God's using the Arabs now to do it. God uses evildoers to expose things. So I'm telling you people out there, you better stop waking up and stop your love affair with the apostate, Talmudic, Zionistic Jews and stop listening to their phony baloney cries about anti-Semitism. And I say it again 1,000 times. Every Jew or anybody that dies outside the Catholic Church goes to hell in the everlasting holocaust of fire to burn forever. Jesus Christ says it, depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire that is prepared for the devil and his angels. Matthew 25:41. No Muslim, no heretic, no pagan shall enter life eternal unless he abjures his false religion, enters the Catholic Church, the bosom of the Catholic Church before he dies. And if he does not, he will go down into the eternal fires that was prepared for the devil and his angels. And so let's be honest about what we believe in. Everyone has an agenda. And if you try to pretend we're all the same, you're nothing but a hypocrite and liar. I have my agenda. It's from the true God, the Catholic God. Now, you want to argue with me? Let's not pretend that we're all worshiping the same God or we all believe in the same things. But I'm mostly talking about the people who you're looking at are in power today. They're the ones that get their TV shows on the major networks. They're the ones that desecrate the Passion and say that the Gospels are full of lies. They're the ones that say Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John were nothing but a bunch of liars. Liars! They can say that to the whole world! And we talk about their protocols, which is a true diabolical plot, and they get all up in arms. They don't want anybody to hear it. Wake up, stupid people out there. Wake up and see what's before your eyes. And I'm warning you to wake up and to stop taking this crap that they're shoving down your throat. These apostate Talmudic Zionist Jews. And so this is another warning for the people. There's nothing we're going to keep going on, and we're not going to let off of this. I was just reading about one priest, about the exorcism. A priest do exorcisms. And when they know they got the devil up against the ropes, he tries to talk a lot and divert them, but he keeps slamming them. He says, you got to keep slamming them. You got to take them all the way down. And that's what I'm doing here. And I'm especially concentrating on the Talmudic and Zionist Jews because they're the number one force, the biggest antichrist, blaspheming Christ, Mary. They control the press and everything. I'm not trying to make excuses for Muslims and Protestants. They're antichrists too. And they're going to serve the, and they're already serving the antichrist. But I'm attacking the Jew because he's the big dog, the big daddy. You know what it is when you go to war, you want to get the leader? Knock out the leader and then you can get the rest of the people. So that's what I'm trying to show to people here. And I'll tell you to be especially aware when you read the protocols or any of these other plots of the Jews, or even in the Talmud, no sources, they'll admit to you there is only one enemy that they have. Catholicism. The Catholic Church. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. The Most Holy Trinity. So it's a war of Satan's kingdom against Christ's kingdom, which is the Catholic Church. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Amen.
This recording is produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901-2878. Visit our St. John the Baptist website at www.johnthebaptist.us or email me, Richard Joseph Michael Ibrani, at rjmi@johnthebaptist.us or send for a catalog to the just mentioned address.